A near-record snowpack in the central Rockies means rivers in Colorado are running high this year, which is good news for whitewater rafting companies. Swollen rivers now should mean rapids that will be rushing throughout the summer. Marcy Krivenin of Aspen Public Radio reports.
Longtime rafting guide Bob Morse is giving his safety spiel to a small group preparing to board a bright yellow raft.
Okay, and the way we sit in the boat is side saddle, both feet inside.
For some, this is their first time rafting.
I'm excited. Today's my 34th birthday.
Ellie Burnett is from Champaign, Illinois. She decided to celebrate on the river, but admits the high flows make her a bit nervous.
We were watching the water this morning. It's definitely moving fast, but their experience, and it looks like a ton of fun, so I am excited. And if I fall out, you know, I can swim. I got a vest.
Good, consistent flows support an important industry in Colorado. Whitewater rafting typically brings well over $100 million to the state each year. The commercial rafting company Whitewater Rafting just started its summer season, and the rivers are flowing high. Eric Larson owns the company, situated alongside the Colorado River.
Some of our rafting guests are a little scared about it, for sure. We've had a few calls to say, is it safe? Are you even going? Should I still come? Should I bring my kids?
The concerns aren't surprising. Swollen waters across the state have claimed several lives this spring, but few were related to commercial rafting. The rivers are louder and rapids more violent than in recent years, thanks in part to abundant winter snowfall. David Koslow is executive director of the Colorado River Outfitters Association.
Part of our thing right now is to get the message out and to remind people that even beyond people that aren't going on trips with us, to be smart around the flows. You know, they're high, they're exciting to watch, but don't get too near the shore. And you know, keep a life jacket on when you need to.
Some stretches of river are too full to safely float now. But Koslow says that's a good thing because the healthy runoff could mean a long productive season for whitewater rafting companies.
I think many people anticipate the rafting will be great, and it will be. Because of all the snowpack. And we've had sufficient rains on the prairie to kind of, you know, wet the soils, et cetera. So less gets absorbed into the ground and more comes down rivers.
Along the Colorado, high flows forced company Whitewater Rafting to modify its normal route and send rafts down safer waters, bypassing a big rapid. Owner Eric Larson hopes to get back to what he calls the big show in town soon.
When the river's six times the size of what you've seen if you rafted with us in the last 2 years, it just totally changes the river landscape.
But what if somebody falls out?
Back at the safety lesson, raft guide Bob Morse wraps up his talk.
Try not to freak out. You're not going to sink.
The small group slides on life jackets and loads into a school bus headed for high water. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Krivenin in Glenwood Springs, Colorado.